BBC News with Jonathan Izard. President Pierre Nkurunziza of Burundi says he's returned to the country a day after a general tried to oust him from power while he was in Tanzania. In a message on Twitter, Mr. Nkurunziza thanked the Burundian army and the police for their patriotism and the people for their patience. From Bujumbura, here's Maud Julien.
Burundi's president was in neighboring Tanzania, attending a heads of state summit when a coup was announced. He tried to head back home immediately, but was unable to land in the airport. Officials at the presidency now say he's back in the country. This comes after the military chief of staff, Prim Nyongabo, told the BBC forces loyal to the president controlled the country's airport, state broadcaster, and the president's office. Earlier, soldiers supporting the coup tried to take control of the state broadcaster. At least 5 soldiers were killed in heavy fighting.
President Obama has told the 6 Gulf states the United States would stand by them in the event of external attack. A joint statement published after a day of talks at Camp David made clear that the US would consider using force to help its allies. The summit was called to counter fears that a potential nuclear deal between the US and Iran would leave Tehran better placed to try to destabilize the Middle East. Mr. Obama outlined some of the issues included in the talks.
We discussed not only the Iranian nuclear deal, and the potential for us to ensure that Iran is not obtaining a nuclear weapon and triggering a nuclear arms race in the region. But we also discussed our concerns about Iran's destabilizing activities in the region and pledged cooperation around how we can address those in a cooperative fashion, even as we hope that we can achieve the kind of peace so many of the countries here seek.
The Islamic State jihadist group has released an audio message which it says was recorded by its leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. There's been no independent verification of its authenticity, although analysts say the voice appears to be his. Al-Baghdadi was reported to have been seriously injured in an airstrike in March. Syria's head of antiquities has warned of a catastrophe if Islamic State militants in Syria seize the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Palmyra. The jihadists are reported to have overrun villages near Palmyra and to have executed more than 20 civilians. Edith Hall is a professor of classics from King's College London.
This is one of the largest, most historic, most beautiful and most unusual of all the archaeological sites in the entire world. It's just so historic. It was the place where the ancient Greek and Roman worlds met the ancient Persian and Parthian worlds on the Silk Road to the east. And it was built up incredibly beautifully in the 1st and 2nd centuries AD in a quite unique hybrid architectural style. If this gets blown up, then we have lost one of the most extraordinary things left to us from antiquity.
World News from the BBC. An annual report on violence in Brazil says around 42,000 people were shot dead in 2012, the highest figure for gun crime in 35 years. This report from Julia Carneiro in Rio de Janeiro.
116 people are shot dead in Brazil every day. These staggering figures were published in the latest Map of Violence based on government data gathered in 2012. The rates are the highest observed since the study began in 1980. The figures include suicide and accidents with firearms, but 95% of the cases are homicides. Most of the victims who were killed were under 30 years of age. Despite the alarming statistics, a controversial bill currently under debate in Congress seeks to ease access to firearms.
China is to invest up to $50 billion in Brazil for new infrastructure projects. The deal is due to be signed by banks from both countries during a visit by the Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang to Brazil next week. The Reuters news agency says the money will go towards building a railway link from Brazil's Atlantic coast to the Pacific coast of Peru to reduce the cost of exports to China. The United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon says he's alarmed by the refusal of countries in Southeast Asia to accept Rohingya migrants. Thousands of the persecuted ethnic minority from Myanmar, together with Bangladeshi migrants, are believed to be adrift in the Andaman Sea, refused entry by Indonesia and Malaysia. The International Organization for Migration says Thailand has offered to take in 1 boatload. And scientists in the US say they've discovered the first warm-blooded fish. Research shows that the deep-sea opah, or moonfish, is able to keep its entire body, including heart and brains, about 5 degrees Celsius warmer than the surrounding water. The rusty and silvery-coloured fish, the size of a manhole cover, does this by exchanging heat between blood vessels near the gills. The researchers say the warmer blood keeps the opah's brain sharper and its muscles more active. BBC News.